Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back at it again. It's BG and the coach. I am the coach. With me as always is BG. BG, what's happening?
Coach, I want to talk about a very narrow topic today. Talk about famous people.
Famous people. Just
famous people.
Let's start with the A's and run through the whole Rolodex of Hollywood.
Yeah, let's just do word association. I say famous, you say messy.
Let me tell you something. I fear few things as much as I fear being famous in life. And I feel like this was brought to the forefront recently with a gentleman by the name of Lionel Messi, who happens to be one of the biggest soccer stars and sports stars globally. World famous, plied his trade at Barcelona for many years. One of the biggest names in the world in both sports and pop culture.
Recently won the World Cup. With Argentina.
Yeah, very good. BG. Yeah,
throwing out my football.
Should have had
knowledge.
You done this little intro if I had known. So he recently agreed to join the soccer league in good old United States of America, which is a very big deal. This country has never had a star of his caliber, even though he's at a pretty advanced age. I think he's like 36, maybe. That feels right. So let's go with it.
Okay, hard to hear that's advanced, but
cool. That is. Isn't that the most depressing thing? It's a brilliant when players are like, oh yeah, my body's breaking down. I just turned 32. Yeah.
Well, that's when you know you're old, right? Is when you start realizing you're older than the athletes. And then you start realizing you're older than pretty much all the athletes.
And then
I'm older than some
depressing.
Of the coaches.
Yeah, that's it's the coaches, at least staying in the ballpark is okay for me. It's when I realize I'm like going on twice as old as like teenage rookies and stuff like that. That stuff kills me.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Like keep me at least close in age. But anyway.
So the ancient age of 36. Yeah, go on.
Ancient age of 36. Joined Inter Miami. That's the team for MLS for the U.S. Soccer League that he joined. The point here is that he just arrived in the country and made a huge news story when in one of his first nights in the country, he was spotted by multiple people shopping, grocery shopping at a Publix. Now, the cynic might note that Publix happens to be one of the sponsors for the team, that this whole thing was likely staged. But we're not cynics here, BG. We are optimists and we are dreamers on this show. So I will say and note, this is probably the first time in this guy's life. He went with his whole family, like wife. He's got a couple of kids, and it's got to be the first time in his life that they've ever been able to go out grocery shopping. And to me, that is incredibly sad. Can you imagine that?
Well, let me ask you this, Coach. Was this big story that he was out and about, like, oh, Messi's here, get excited? Or was the big story he can go grocery shopping here? Isn't that crazy?
The latter. And the reason I know that is because all of the photos and videos taken of him, he's not being mobbed. There's no way, in no other country could he set foot into a grocery store and not have the place, I mean, just destroyed with people flooding in.
It'd be like Michael Jordan being at your local grocery store, right? But even on a probably bigger scale because soccer fans are crazy.
Correct. Exactly right. And so all these pictures were of him. I mean, they were doing things like checking the ripeness of the avocados, like really taking their sweet time.
Do you think he really knows how to check the ripeness of avocados?
That's the exact
and or how shopping in a grocery store actually works?
I had the exact same thought. I've got actually a lot of thoughts about this. When you've never gone grocery shopping in your entire life, it's got to be an incredible like just series of discoveries. Like, do you think he waddled into the produce section and just saw some shallots and was like, what the hell are shallots? Like, I just can't imagine. It must have been like an adventure land for him to see all of this exotic stuff. And then the store clerk had to come over and said, sir, those are oranges. If you just put them down, that'd be great.
Like, do you even think he knew how shopping carts work? Like, I'm not even sure he understood the concept of how to
You mean things. Mini cars?
And I feel like he loaded up on groceries and just walked out. And when the store started beeping, he was probably just like, but I'm messy. I just want these.
Eventually, he handed over his shoes that he was wearing and assumed that payment has been made.
Fair trade. I mean, probably he was overpaying, let's be honest, for what those would go on eBay. Is eBay still a thing?
That's still a thing. Okay. I think he just signed the forehead of the store manager. And they said, all right, sir, go right on ahead.
Going back to the avocados, also, I would imagine if you've never stepped foot in a grocery store before, it's probably jarring to see people touch the food and put it back.
Yeah. There's no way he would know all the tricks, right? Of like when you pop off the little top part of the avocado, you can look inside and see if it's ripe or not. Oh, you don't even know that.
I don't even think I knew that. I do the standard squeeze method.
Okay. That's rookie stuff. You should really check out the coach's TikTok channel in which I go around on day-to-day life hacks. You'd love it.
Wait, so are you going to the grocery store and just popping the top off?
Oh, yeah. I am eviscerating
dozens of avocados.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know the grocery store that the coach has been at.
You're a terrorist.
There is nothing left intact when I'm done with that section. Nothing. I slice the watermelons open, like just right on open.
I feel like you're the guy who like picks out a card, starts writing in it, and you're like, nah, and just puts the greeting card back.
Yep. I got to pretty much test drive everything before I know. But poor Messi, he's got no idea. Here's what I wonder. I was going to say, I wonder if his only experience with groceries are similar to my experience whenever I've done Instacart and I'll order avocados because I want to use them that night. And the avocados that show up would be perfect about 3.5 weeks from now. They're rock solid. I wonder if he experiences that also. And like just the novelty of being able to go in and be like, I can pick the exact apple that I want. Must have been mind-blowing.
Yeah, although, just to push back a little bit, I highly doubt he's not getting perfect avocados.
That's why I paused. I did pause right before I launched into that because I realized that my Instacart driver is probably a little bit different than the individual whose sole job in life is to bring the messiest their groceries every single week.
Well, I was going to say, your rookie mistake is using Instacart, because I can tell you your person has zero incentive to care about what they're getting. In fact, they're probably going to the grocery store and being like, some psycho already popped the top off of all of these, so I don't have much of a choice on what to get anyway.
Which raises the real question, why am I going to the grocery store and hitting Instacart? That's really confusing in the same evening. Bizarre.
You got to check out BG's TikTok channel on budgeting, because let me tell you, you're not doing it right, coach.
So I think the worst Instacart I've ever seen is we ordered like veggie nuggets, like Morningstar type stuff. And he wrote in the app like, oh, they didn't have that. And instead, he just got us the biggest industrial size package of just regular chicken nuggets. Like, clearly, we're not going that direction.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because that's when we have not used Instacart in years. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when this is a slight exaggeration, but basically we were like, can you get Nestle ice cream sandwiches? And they were like, it was out, so we got apples. Like that was our Instacart experience. We're like, we can't ever do this again.
Yeah, they're trolling, right? It has to be the explanation here, because it wasn't even close. Yeah. It would be like, yeah, we'd like some pasta, and they'd come back with a bag of pretzels. Like, not even in
zero incentive. Rex, you didn't think you tip ahead of time, don't you?
I'm trying to remember.
I mean, this is a guy who hasn't used Instacart in years.
I just remember that like they give you updates of like when they can't find something and that they're going to sub something. And every time it would happen, I would just immediately just write it off. Well, I guess we're not having chicken. That's that.
But we will snack on pretzels.
Yeah. It's never worked out. Not once have I gotten even like 50% of what I intended to get.
Which is why we, as plebes, need to do our grocery shopping, and why, to your overall point, although we've now described how horrible sometimes an experience grocery shopping can be, it is sad, and I say this as we are two famous people ourselves, the nation's, nay, the world's number one podcast, although granted, people don't see our faces, so it's a little bit easier for us to go shopping. But to your overall point, it does sound pretty horrible not being able to essentially live your life. Like, in theory, it sounds good that everyone's always giving you your groceries, but I feel like you have no opportunity to be a normal person.
Yeah. When you can't do those things that we consider the peak of normalcy, it's the most exciting thing in the world. Like for him, it must have been more exciting than any like huge concert or sports event that we could go to. You know what I mean? Like to be able to actually like select what he's eating must have been the thrill of a lifetime.
Do you think that factored into his decision to come to MLS?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially being a family man. Like just think about, so I was thinking about what are the top things you miss out on when you're an athlete of that stature? Grocery shopping might be my number one pick, but maybe number two is going to a restaurant. Going to a restaurant where you don't have to rent out the whole place or have like some secretive back room where they shove you into a supply closet so no one can know you're there. Just to be able to go sit down, have a drink, get some food. Like what a thrill that would be. So I no doubt he can only get that in the U.S.
Just going to push back one more time.
A lot of pushback, BG. You're coming in real hot.
Really feel like when he goes to restaurants, it's not shoved into a back closet. I do feel like they probably have some nice back room for him. I just feel like you're not understanding how messy it is.
I don't really understand the industry, I guess. I always just assumed he was trying to like get to his food with his fork while poking through a mop and broom.
I get why you think being famous is horrible, because in your mind, it's just horrible avocados and terrible dining experiences.
If I ever went to Hollywood, I would be amazed. My eyes would be opened up to a whole world I never knew existed.
Do you think somewhere Messi's doing a podcast about how Coach must have the thrill of his life when he gets comped somewhere? And I get why you feel that way, because as loyal listeners will know, you were at one point presented with a deluxe water bottle on a flight. So you must think this is how famous people, this is how the other half lives, these tiny little water bottles. I'd much rather have my life.
I think I described it in last episode as the equivalent of like popping bottles of champagne. So that may have come off as a joke, but I couldn't have meant that more seriously. So yeah, I think it's without a doubt, like to have that normalcy and to be able to have just a normal restaurant experience like that with your family, that's got to be incredible. And to be able to do it spontaneously, that's the other thing. When you're famous,
right,
and that level of famous, you don't just go, where should we go for dinner tonight? That's got to be planned out who knows how long in advance, and it's like a whole procession to get there.
You're going to hate me. I feel like I got to push back one more time. Again, I feel like
this is just you're Stephen A. Smith and I'm Skip Bayless.
Yeah. Yeah, put us on, what is it, First Take?
Welcome to Crossfire.
Call me Chris Matthews. There's no way that show's still around.
That's the show I think Jon Stewart single-handedly canceled.
Yeah.
When he went on there and just ripped them apart.
Good call. That was with a much younger Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really ripped him apart.
Yeah. I thought that was it.
But we don't just talk about popular culture. We also talk about popular political culture.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. to that bow tie, by the way, after that show.
R.I.P. to the bow tie in general, really.
Yeah, but I think that was it. Like, he used to wear it all the time. And then after that, like, Stewart specifically ripped him on that, which, in fairness, was pretty low-hanging fruit. And then that was it. He graduated to big boy ties.
Yeah. Imagine being solely responsible for someone's sartorial choices. That's got to be high on the resume.
Are you able to go right from bow tie to full-fledged tie, or do you need the clip-on tie in between as a interim step?
I don't know. It's an interesting question, right? Because a bow tie is much harder to do. If you're
is
doing
it much
like
harder to do? I've never
tied one, but I say this to someone, I know how to tie a tie, not a bow tie, so I'm just assuming it's harder. But I don't think you can. Also, you have to have a transition period, right, where you go no tie or some other. You can't just go like, I wear bow ties every day and then show up the next day with a big boy tie.
Right, right.
There's got to be some transition period.
Maybe like a bolo? Is that a thing?
I was thinking that, actually. I didn't know if I should bring it up. That's a thing. A bolo, listen, Jon Stewart can make fun all he wants. I would wear a bolo tie.
Yeah, that's untouchable. That was Tucker Carlson's mistake, because he should have been wearing a bolo. I feel like you can't make fun of that, whereas a bow tie.
I also think it's a general good rule in life. If someone is comfortable enough and able to pull off a bolo tie, he's also probably someone
right.
You don't want to be starting a fight with. It's kind of like I would never pick a fight with someone with a neck tattoo, similar to a bolo tie. I feel like those are good rules of life.
Neck up for me. It's neck up. If you got a face tattoo, well, same deal.
Face tattoo, I figure that was assumed. I'm not even touching that.
In fact, I actually think this might be a new patent in BG and the coach system. The higher it is, the more intimidating it is. So if you've got a tattoo around your calf, I'm not sweating that at all.
No.
We can go brawl any day of the week. Now, if it moves up to the arm, shoulder area, uh-oh.
You're thinking it.
Gotta be careful here.
Upper chest.
Yeah, it's getting a little. And then once it hits neck,
game over.
All, how are you doing, sir? Hope you have a great day, sir. And when the face, I'm not even saying a word.
Game over. And this is why, as I've tried to tell everyone, I have a Pokemon tattoo on my neck.
Oh my God, this is why I treat you with so much respect and why you can keep pushing back on all the points that I'm making, and I just have to take it. That's it.
Oh, which brings me to the point I wanted to push back on before we wrap things up here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sorry, let me flex the little
Pikachu
I got here. Oh,
I love that you and I both only know one Pokemon character. Oh, man. I wish there was a third person on this show just to dare us to come up with one other name.
Other Pikachu? To my pushback point, again, kind of feel like when Messi wants to go out, he just calls up the restaurant and says, I'm coming, and they just figure it out, broom closet or not.
This is, oh, right, because when I said that...
You were like, he's got to plan out in advance.
No way. There's way too much planning. You can't just like show up there. Like they can't clear out their whole restaurant. You got to make sure that they've got that secret room available and or can actually rent out the whole place.
You don't think if he's calling up and says, hey, I want to eat here tonight, that they're not just figuring that out? Like it takes planning for them.
That's true. But I think for the most part, though, he's going to top end places that have top end clientele.
Yeah, that's true.
Or it's not like he's not calling up Taco Bell and being like, I need you to evacuate the building.
That's what I usually do on a Tuesday. Still hasn't worked for me.
Yeah, I have to tell you that it is my biggest fear. My two biggest fears are being famous and adjacent to that, winning the lottery for very similar reasons. It changes your life in all ways that I perceive as negative.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I wonder if you have a longer time being famous, it's helpful, but I feel like child actors have it the worst. So I'm going to flush that theory in the toilet. I completely agree with you on the lottery. I mean, there have been studies done, right, about how winning the lottery is actually one of the most destructive things that can happen to you. Now, again, I wouldn't have minded winning the $1 billion Powerball, but I say that knowing how badly that probably would have turned out.
Yeah, I would see it as a curse winning that. Like, I fear lottery tickets. I fear that a lottery ticket will flutter down from the skies and land in my pocket, and that'll be the winning ticket called. Now, could I just easily throw that ticket out? Sure. But the whole scenario is still terrifying. It would just, everything in terms of your friends, your family, how you live your life, your attitude, it's all completely changed.
Well, and I think, not to get too deep here on BG and the coach, I think you get a front row seat to figuring out that money doesn't solve all of your problems. And that's got to be a pretty dark place to get to.
Yeah, even more so, create so many problems. Meaning you could be living a ho-hum life like the coach over here and then suddenly win the lottery. And as Shakespeare once said, mo money, mo problems.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mo money, mo problems is right. No, I mean, it's true, right? You can't trust who's going to be your friend anymore. You can't trust anybody around
dating
you. Yeah,
completely dating changes it. What a nightmare.
Yeah, better hope you've got it locked up before that
you happens. Got it. Yeah, if you don't have it locked down by the time you hit the lottery, life's a misery.
Let me tell you, coach, what you should lock down, and that's listening to this podcast.
I thought you were gonna go, what's not a misery. Okay, I misread the transition. No,
you gotta find the gem in the rough. And let me tell you what a gem in the rough is. It's this podcast, BG and the Coach, which you can now find pretty much weekly, almost, you know, pretty consistently weekly. We talk about sports. We talk about pop culture. We talk about Taco Bell, pretty much wherever the conversation takes us at this point. The point being, you can find us wherever you get your favorite podcasts, listen to past episodes, subscribe for future episodes. You can also interact with us on the Twitter at BG and the Coach.
Tweet us your favorite Pokemon character. Yeah. We would love to learn more.
Any Pokemon character other than Pikachu, so we can start throwing those references around. And until next time, enjoy a cold, cold scoop of the Grootens.